My father, too, was gently dozing. I couldn't see his eyes. His cap was covering his face. "Wake up," I whispered in his ear. He awoke with a start. He sat up, bewildered, stunned, like an orphan. He looked all around him, taking it all in as if he had suddenly decided to make an inventory of his universe, to determine where he was and how and why he was there. Then he smiled. I shall always remember that smile. What world did it come from? Heavy snow continued to fall over the corpses. The door of the shed opened. An old man appeared. His mustache was covered with ice. His lips were blue. It was Rabbi Eliyahu, who had headed a small congregation in Poland. A very kind man, beloved by everyone in the camp, even by the kapos and the blockälteste. Despite the ordeals and deprivations, his face continued to radiate his innocence. He was the only rabbi whom nobody ever failed to address as rabbi in Buna. He looked like one of those prophets of old, always in the midst of his people when they needed to be consoled. And strangely, his words never provoked anyone. They did bring peace. As he entered the shed, his eyes, brighter than ever, seemed to be searching for someone. "Perhaps someone here has seen my son." He had lost his son in the commotion. He had searched for him among the dying, to no avail. Then he had dug through the snow to find his body. In vain. For 3 years they had stayed close to one another. Side by side, they had endured the suffering, the blows. They had waited for their ration of bread and they had prayed. 3 years, from camp to camp, from selection to selection. And now, when the end seemed near, fate had separated them. When he came near me, Rabbi Eliyahu whispered, "It happened on the road. We lost sight of one another during the journey. I fell behind a little, at the rear of the column. I didn't have the strength to run anymore. And my son didn't notice. That's all I know. Where has he disappeared? Where can I find him? Perhaps you've seen him somewhere." "No, Rabbi Eliyahu, I haven't seen him." And so he left, as he had come. A shadow swept away by the wind. He had already gone through the door when I remembered that I had noticed his son running beside me. I had forgotten, and so had not mentioned it to Rabbi Eliyahu. But then I remembered something else. His son had seen him losing ground, sliding back to the rear of the column. He had seen him. And he had continued to run in front, letting the distance between them become greater. A terrible thought crossed my mind. What if he had wanted to be rid of his father? He had felt his father growing weaker and, believing that the end was near, had thought by this separation to free himself of a burden that could diminish his own chance for survival. It was good that I had forgotten all that. And I was glad that Rabbi Eliyahu continued to search for his beloved son. And in spite of myself, a prayer formed inside me, a prayer to this God in whom I no longer believed. "O God, Master of the universe, give me the strength never to do what Rabbi Eliyahu's son has done."